Welcome to the Viking Age Podcast, part of the Fansided Podcast Network. Now, please welcome your host, Adam Patrick.
All right, welcome to the Viking Age Podcast, the official podcast for thevikingage.com. I'm your host, Adam Patrick. I'm the editor and lead writer for the Viking Age. Before we get started, make sure to follow the Viking Age on Twitter and Facebook. The site's username on Twitter is at the Viking Age, and you can follow the site's Facebook page by heading to facebook.com/theVikingAge. All right, we are back with Dominic Pfister. He was on the last episode with us. We talked about Anthony Barr, talked about the Super Bowl, talked about Justin Jefferson, Dalvin Cook. So if you haven't heard that episode already, go check that out. But today he is here to talk about his life as a Vikings fan. So, Dominic, what age do you think you decided to become a Vikings fan?
Oh, I can remember. I was in fourth grade when I decided to like the Vikings.
Did you pick them, or was it like your dad was a fan or something like that?
So it's funny because my dad actually was a Vikings fan around the same age that I was when I decided to be a Vikings fan, and he got away from it.
What?
Actually, I got an article coming out about this whole story. Yeah. So he was a big Fran Tarkenton guy. So loved Fran Tarkenton. Tarkenton retired in 1978. So my dad kind of like got away from it for a little bit from there. But there was this light switch at my grandparents' house that was my dad's old bedroom. Had this Vikings light switch. Okay. And the shade of purple and that horn on the side of the helmet just always kind of stuck with me. And as I grew up and started playing football, I was playing running back at Pop Warner, and right in the prime of Adrian Peterson. Yeah. So I think a lot of people before me kind of grew up, played football, and saw Randy Moss and kind of like the Vikings that way. So I grew up Adrian Peterson, the whole thing. So I decided to be a Vikings fan. I love the colors. I love the shade of purple. Still do. I love the helmets. Still do. My dad, after the 2010 NFC Championship game when Garrett Hartley kicked the game, when it's probably like the most hurt I've ever been in my life. Watching that, and I remember I had this big box TV in my bedroom and had my little Vikings hat on my head, threw it at the TV. It was just so mad.
How old were you?
I was, let's see, was it 2000? I was like, let's see, 2010.
Like 12?
I was like, 12 years old.
Yeah.
I was 12. Just 12 years old, not 13 quite yet.
Yeah.
But I think my dad saw that, emotion out of me, and he was like, man, like, he told me the story about, I watched the Vikings lose the Super Bowl in 1970 and again in 1974 and 75 and 77. Yeah. So he's like, I know what you're going through. And I think seeing me have that emotion kind of brought those feelings back to him. So like, I remember he bought me my first Adrian Peterson jersey, and then, the Teddy Bridgewater jersey. And I just got an Adam Thielen jersey a couple Christmases ago. So yeah, I think it kind of, I never grew up watching Vikings games with my dad. Obviously, living in upstate New York, everyone's like, why the hell are you a Vikings fan?
Right.
But, yeah, so that's the story. And
Where we're from, it's what, Giants or Jets, usually Bills, too.
Now all the Bills fans are starting to come out of the woodwork here.
Yeah,
one good year. Now everybody likes the Bills.
Yeah, of course. What was your earliest Vikings memory?
Earliest Vikings memory is Adrian Peterson's game against the Cleveland Browns. I was watching ESPN Top 10 Plays, and this is actually like the moment I started liking the Vikings, was when he had this run on the sideline. Browns guys coming at him.
Stiff arm,
throws him out of bounds, finishes the run, and it was like, wow.
Oh, yeah. I think that was week one.
Yeah, that's how you run the football. So I that was it for me.
Yeah, that was a ridiculous play. And I think, I don't know if it was the same season. I feel like it was, but they were playing the Steelers, and he caught the ball and he stepped on the dude.
That was the year they went to.
Same year, I think.
The same year they went to the NFC Championship game.
Where he's just like, okay, I'm just gonna step on you. So
he runs over. William Gay. Yeah,
yep.
Runs over William Gay, and then runs out of bounds. But yeah,
ridiculous. What was your first Vikings jersey?
First Vikings jersey was Adrian Peterson.
There you go. It's funny because the people that I've talked to about like all fandom and stuff, it really is like the younger people are they got into it because of Adrian Peterson, and then the people who are around my age, which is like, you know, mid-30s, early-30s, is Randy Moss. So it's kind of funny just to see, you know, that it's...
And before that, it was Tarkenton.
Yeah, and yeah, I haven't really talked to anybody that's really older than me, so I'm sure that it was Tarkenton, and then there's like, if you just Tommy Kramer and some of those guys as well. So is there, do you have any Vikings memorabilia?
Yeah, I actually, I don't have anything, no autographs, no, but okay. got a nice calendar hanging in the bedroom, my girlfriend.
Calendar, so. Okay. So you don't have any like cards or anything?
I have a little helmet. I have like a little sippy cup, like a little straw cup.
Oh yeah.
Vikings player. I have a bunch of things. Can't think of them all right now. But I got a cup. I got the light switch still. It's in my childhood bedroom now. But I got some Vikings collectibles.
Cool. Have you ever been to a Vikings game? If so, how many? And then which one was the most enjoyable?
Yeah, so my first Vikings game was in Orchard Park in Buffalo.
Same.
And I got to watch Kyle Orton lead a comeback drive and throw a touchdown to Scott Chandler to lose the game.
Was Cordell Patterson on the Vikings team that year?
That was Teddy Bridgewater and Cordell Patterson. I don't think Adrian Peterson wasn't playing because of the whole child thing.
I think that was, 2014?
I was a sophomore in high school. I remember that. So that was great. That was great. And then my second game was in MetLife Stadium. I watched the Vikings play the Jets in Cousins.
They killed them.
They beat the Jets. Yeah, Thielen had that great touchdown. I was in that end zone. Oh, actually, before that, I went to the 2017 NFC Championship game.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. My friend was an Eagles season tickets holder.
No.
And that's actually what kind of sparked why I wanted to write about the NFL. Because the way that, you know, the Eagles fans were, there was just like such a tight-knit community. Mm-hmm. And like the electricity and energy in the stadium when like
maybe a little too tight.
Maybe a little too tight. But just to see strangers wearing purple and just like be able to bro down with them. It was just an unreal experience. But yeah.
Yes, that was great. They are very passionate. Punch out there. Not my favorite group of fans, but I can admire their passion. My first game actually was in Orchard Park. In Orchard Park. I don't know what it was called. I think it was Ralph Wilson Stadium when I went. It was 97 in the Vikings and Bills. We had Robert Smith. He was the quarterback. The running back. Brad Johnson was the quarterback. Randall Cunningham actually had to be the punter because the punter was injured, and he won Special Teams Player of the Week that year. So that was ridiculous. But yeah, I remember going. I think I went with my dad and my uncle or something, and I remember people in front of us dressed in like Vikings horns and Bills fans just like yelling at like this little kid like get out of here. I'm like, he's like 5 years old. Leave him alone. Have you ever been to Vikings training camp?
I have never stepped foot in the state of Minnesota.
Hey, same.
It breaks my heart, but it's a bucket list thing, and I'm going to do it soon. There's no reason not to. I bought tickets back in May for the Baltimore Ravens Minnesota Vikings game this year. Is it in Baltimore?
Is that a primetime game?
It's Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock. Maybe. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be, that'll be fun. Lamar Jackson.
November 7th. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Oh, boy. I'm not excited about that. The Vikings historically have been bad against running quarterbacks. It's never a fun matchup. So let's see. I mean, with us writing for the Vikings, you know, you'd probably do this, but before, did you watch preseason games?
I would watch preseason games. Yeah, it was when Teddy Bridgewater was a rookie, I remember watching. I remember, when Teddy Bridgewater was a rookie, I was following the season when he was a rookie, and then the season when before his leg gave out, I was following the preseason very, very closely. So
yeah. That's my job, so I have to watch even that dreaded fourth game where like the fifth string, you know, wide receivers are playing, and you're like, oh, this is taking forever. Sometimes those are exciting because you get guys like Kyle Sloter and Taylor Heineke and stuff like that making the games exciting. So, preseason games are not too terrible. You just got to power through. I think we've kind of talked about this. I mean, there's a lot of options to choose from, but what was a time when the Vikings made you angry?
Oh, man. Do we have enough time?
Right, right. It's a whole separate podcast.
Quit out on that. I think that it was definitely 2017. I think that being at the NFC Championship game and, oh, God, I don't even know if I could just pick this one. But they just looked like just so confused, and to be out there and just to not show up in that stage when you had an opportunity to play a home Super Bowl and just to come out and not look prepared in the slightest. It was just so frustrating. I think there's been a couple losses at Soldier Field that, hey, they had no business losing, that really irked me. Oh, actually the Seattle game last year. Really made me mad. Mm-hmm. Really made me
fourth
mad.
Fourth and two, did you want fourth them to kick a field goal?
I thought you should take the points at the time. You know, you didn't have Dalvin Cook in the game, so it's like you wouldn't give the ball to somebody who's not your closer.
Right.
Take the points. I forget the situation. There was 20 seconds left.
It was fourth and two. I actually want to say there was maybe a minute left. I don't know, there wasn't a lot of time.
I don't think Seattle had timeouts. I think it would have been a miracle.
But I think everyone watching at home, and if people were in the stadium, they would have been like, just don't give Russell Wilson hope. Just take the lead. If he ties it, whatever. Don't give him the opportunity to win the game, because he's going to do it. And he did it.
He did. He made a longer drive than if
he went almost the whole field.
He went the whole field.
So on the flip side, I think there's an obvious answer for this, and then there may be something else, but when did the Vikings give you the most joy?
The most joy? Oh, Minneapolis Miracle.
Yeah.
But also, when they beat the Saints the second time in the playoffs, it was just an awesome. That's when it was more real. It's like, this wasn't a fluke. You know?
They weren't supposed to win that.
They weren't supposed to win. The Thielen, the ball from Cousins to Thielen. To Rudolph to win the game. It was just awesome. I remember it was just so great. I was sitting by myself at a bar. I just had beer and wings and just could not be happier. Yep. And it was just such a great way to watch the game. And to see them win that game was really, that was really great.
And then they got clobbered by the 49ers the very next week.
Yeah, it was just, they were so not built for that.
No, but I don't think people, after that season, I think a lot of people were satisfied that they beat the Saints, because Saints were heavily favored. There are a lot of people's pick to go to the Super Bowl, and the Vikings were we're just going to beat them.
that was a off season where I was like, I was okay. I was, when they lost to the 49ers, it wasn't like when they lost to the Seahawks and Blair Walsh missed the kick. You know, there's been some playoff losses where it's just been so frustrating. I remember watching Tavares Jackson lose to the Eagles.
Oh yeah,
that's a long time ago. That was frustrating. But when they lost to the 49ers, it was
I think the Niners were the one seed.
It was just a better team.
Yeah, they were playing very well. They went to the Super Bowl. They were what 6 minutes away from winning the Super Bowl. Speaking of, joy and anger or whatever, how long does it take you to get over a Vikings loss?
Probably about before kickoff the next game.
Yeah, that long?
It depends on the loss.
Right. The Seattle game.
So the Seattle game or when you lose to Chase Daniel after Michigan got hurt, and things like that just really hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
So that took me, I think that took me a few weeks to get over, because those are just you look back at the end of the season and I don't think they made the playoffs that year.
That was 2019, I feel like, when 20, that was,
oh,
that was
maybe the
Chase Daniel game was the whole afterwards. That was the whole Diggs thing and Thielen thing. Our offense is terrible. And then Diggs is I have a cold. Not really.
Or John DeFilippo, as OC, was pretty tough to watch too. But
right. Yeah.
When things like that happen, it's just really, really tough to get over.
So you mentioned, I think you just mentioned when you watched the Saints playoff game, you were at a bar. But if given the choice, would you rather watch a Vikings game at a bar or at your home?
I guess that depends too. And it depends who, like, it depends who I'm with. I think, you know, you can't beat drinking, the prices of drinking at home and watching the game.
Yeah.
So sometimes being at a bar. Actually, I think I like to be home because I don't like a lot of outside noise when I'm watching a game. I will say this, though. If I go to a game, I actually like to be up higher
and you watch see the game.
You can see everything, and I feel like that's the way football is meant to be watched because every clip of film is from that angle and from that height. So I like to see that and watch the safeties move and everything.
Yeah,
so
if you can get like second level, 50-yard line, it's golden.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah. Watching it from a bird's eye view like that is what I wouldn't want to sit sideline. I'd rather be up top.
Yeah, I felt that way going to Syracuse games in the dome, like football games, just sitting, you sit all the way up top, and I'd be like, this is fine. I can see everything. Not that there was that many people going there, so I could probably sit wherever I wanted because, you know, Syracuse, not really a football school. All right. So do you get nervous before Vikings games?
Oh, NFC Championship, very nervous. Saints game, very nervous. I remember just praying, just like, please just let them play at their best. You know, just they don't have, I just want to see them play at their best. So those two games in 2017, because I really felt like they had a chance for the Super Bowl. Sometimes they've gone to the playoffs where I'm like, you know,
in their own stadium.
In their own stadium. 2017, I was like sweating, nervous. Actually, I was more nervous for the Saints game, both Saints games, actually. I was more nervous for both Saints games than I was when they were walking into Philly for the NFC Championship game. I thought we had it. Like, it was going to be a blowout.
Especially after that first drive, right?
Especially after the first drive. I was like, there's no way you lose to Nick Foles. Especially after, like, they just had a tough time against the Falcons the week before. And I was just like, there's just no way you're going to lose to Nick Foles. And they pulled the Vikings. And 38 points later.
Yeah, and then Nick Foles was beat Tom Brady, too. I don't think.
Yeah, that was just bizarre. You know, I could sleep a little bit better at night knowing, like, we lost the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
After that, so.
Yeah. But, yeah, I would have rather seen the Vikings play the Super Bowl in U.S. Bank Stadium, though.
Oh,
it would have been so unfair for the other team because it would have been so loud in there. Which current or former Vikings player would you like to see a documentary about?
Obviously, Randy Moss, probably. Chris Carter, too, I think would be really interesting. I also just think there probably is one that exists, but one about like the Purple People Eaters would be really cool.
Yeah.
I think that would be a really cool one.
I think there's probably some old NFL films, like they have those yearbooks or whatever that are on there, but
there's a 30 for 30 on Randy Moss. There's probably a ton of stuff on Randy Moss. I'd like to think of one of somebody who, like, actually, honestly, Adam Thielen. I think Adam Thielen's story is like,
I think he's gonna, like, they're doing the Kurt Warner movie or whatever now. I think they're gonna do something for Thielen too, just because it's like a Disney story pretty much. Like
his article in the Players Tribune, he's like selling dental equipment, going door to door.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think his story is just
phenomenal. He had to pay to go to a combine. He, you know, got on the practice squad, then he got on special teams. Then he really only was able to start because I think it was Charles Johnson that got hurt or something.
Charles Johnson.
Yeah, right? What a name that is. You know, he's been doing his thing ever since. And
I remember when we beat the Packers in 2015 to win the NFC North at home.
Yep.
Adam Thielen had converted that fourth down.
Was that the fake punt? Was it a fake punt? Yeah.
Yeah, the fake punt. Yeah.
And he had, I don't know if it was that year, but he had the block too. I think it was against the Panthers or whatever.
Yeah.
For a touchdown. Yeah. And that's when everyone's like, oh, he's from Minnesota. He's great. And they're like, he's going to be a great special teams guy. And we're like, now he's, you know, all pro wide receiver. Let's see. Who are the four Vikings you would put on your own personal Mount Rushmore? And they can only be on there if they have played on the team since you were born.
Since I was born. Oh, Randy Moss. I was born in 97.
So Mitch just made the cut.
Just made the cut. So Randy Moss, Adrian Peterson, Adam Thielen.
Yep.
And, I mean, I feel like Harrison Smith never really gets the credit that he deserves. But I think when it's all said and done, like, Danielle Hunter is going to be, like, one of the all-time Vikings greats as well. Like, he'll be in like that Jared Allen category. Yeah. I think maybe not a Hall of Famer, but I think Danielle Hunter is like a really, really special.
Yeah. He's 25 or 26 still.
Yeah, I think they should just like blank check whatever you want. Just please don't go.
Just don't hurt your neck, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Who are the three teams you enjoy rooting against the most in the NFL?
Oh, I hate the Packers. I just truly, truly cannot stand them and Aaron Rodgers, and it really irks me when people bring up the Brady versus Rodgers thing and try to say that Rodgers is better, and it's just like, it's so annoying. It's so, because he can run around and like make crazy throws.
Brady has what, 7 rings? 6 rings?
Yeah, it's like, what are you watching? But yeah, so definitely the Packers I like rooting against the most. The Bears are so annoying as well. I really like their offense was just so gimmicky with the mm-hmm. Trubisky thing and like mm-hmm. running crazy motions and like Tariq Cohen. They're just they bother me. They're annoying. Those two for sure. And I like the Lions. I don't really even like consider. I don't know. They don't bother me. They don't harm anybody. They're fine.
The Saints.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the Saints would have to be the third one for sure. Yeah. For sure.
You know what about you? Said you like. Not that you like them, but the Eagles weren't.
Yeah,
too bad.
So I have a lot of the way like the passion that surrounds the Philadelphia Eagles is something like that I'll respect.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
all right. Okay. Fair enough. That's fair. So which NFL players do you enjoy? Which three players do you enjoy rooting against the most?
Definitely Rodgers, number one. number one, no doubt about it, Rodgers. Oh man, I like Cameron Jordan too.
Yeah,
definitely don't like Cameron Jordan.
Yeah,
I want to throw Alvin Kamara in there, but like,
yeah, he gets on my nerves. But then he had 6 touchdowns last year. And yeah, like, all right,
he's
tough. Good.
He's good. And I just don't want to do 2 Saints, but I have to. I mean, Will Fuller is like for fantasy purposes, just like so good.
So
just, like, figure it out, dude. Yeah, figure it out.
Stay healthy.
Stay healthy, my guy. Yeah. For some reason, I always felt like Marvin Jones would always torture us.
He did. He had. I feel like he had always, like 4 touchdowns one game.
Yeah, I always feel like he tortures us for no reason, and that is annoying.
He would go. He would like for some reason Xavier Rhodes. Whenever they go against each other, he just wouldn't be able to stop him. It's like you can stop Julio Jones, but you can't stop Marvin Jones. Like what's going on?
Yeah,
I think the. Jair Alexander is starting to get on my nerves in the Packers corner.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's very good, but he knows he's very good.
He knows he's very good.
And he, like, even if, like, he, like, they lost last year, and I think he was still talking trash or whatever when they were playing the Vikings, and it's like, you're losing.
he's born to play corner.
But he is good, so he has the right to talk trash. Hopefully Jefferson will, you know, burn him for a couple touchdowns. This year. All right. So say a young kid comes up to you and tells you they're considering being a Vikings fan. What would you tell them?
I said I said this in my article too. What makes a Vikings fan a Vikings fan is like we're loyal people. We're optimistic people. And you gotta carry that with you. You know, there's gonna be lows. There's gonna be some very low lows.
A lot.
There's going to be more lows than highs. I'll be frankly honest with you. and guess what? If you're really a Vikings fan, you're going to have this blind optimism regardless. And so you're just going to have to be a hopeful, optimistic person. You're going to have to love this team unconditionally like the rest of us do. And you're going to have to stay loyal. And that's pretty much it. You're just going to have to be a really just optimistic, loyal
power
person.
Through.
Power through.
Yeah. I mean, you look at maybe Patriots fans now, maybe some of the younger ones. I don't think they envisioned, like in the 90s when they were playing, that their team was going to turn into a dynasty and get this random 6-round pick is going to be the greatest quarterback ever. So I was looking at that and I'm like, well, you know, maybe you never know. Like the NFL's weird. Things happen. So that's why I always seem to remain optimistic with the Vikings, because football is just so weird. Like an injury here, injury there, like things. It's truly a game of inches.
I think being really a Vikings fan is a, it should be a soft skill that you put on your resume, because it's I know how to tell me about it. I know how to struggle. I know how to overcome.
Oh yeah, adversity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can deal with pain. You know, I can keep going. I'm determined. But we'll get you out of here with this. Will you cry when the Vikings win the Super Bowl?
1,000%. I've thought about this moment. I've dreamt about this moment so many. Even like I used to play Madden when I was a kid, and just like. Yep. I'd be like so happy when I win the Super Bowl. It's like, oh, finally. Yeah, I'll definitely cry. No doubt about it.
Yeah,
you no doubt about it.
Bills fans, for sure. All right, that's going to do it for today. Thanks for joining the show, Dominic. Where can people find you on Twitter?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter. At, my name is Dominic Pfister, Pfisterer. My handle is at @Nucci_17, @UCCI_17.
There you go. Follow him out there. Check out his stuff on the Viking Age. He's doing some good stuff over there. Just wrote about Stefan Diggs, and he's not, you know, some Bills fans aren't too happy about that, but oh well. So go check that out. Go follow the Viking Age on Twitter and Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. But until next time, we will talk to you later.